make it. I'll just hang with it.
Well, hello, friends. Welcome back to round two, y'all. We got our good friend, Mr. Jake Williams, with us. Welcome to Texas Tailgate Wednesdays instead of Thursdays down here at the Rhinestone Saloon. My name's Dusty Moats with my good music, good friend, DJ Dugan from Woo! Smith Music.
SmithMusic.com.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, SmithMusic.com, Texas Select Beverage, and of course, Sharp Supply Leather. Man, the finest straps. Obviously, that's where this one come from. Josh takes good care of us. Man, Jake, what are you doing?
Oh, man, it's all good. Good to be here for sure.
Well, man, we're glad to have you, buddy. You came in from somewhere around Marshall, Texas. I always forget the...
Dang.
Is it Karnak?
Yeah, that's it.
Everything.
Yeah.
And when I think of Karnak, I think of Karnak the Magnificent.
Ah.
The thing sits on Funk and White. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
That's
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, right. Yeah.
When he dressed up like the magician, yeah. He was Karnak the Magnificent. Really? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
That's
I did
exactly
not.
What he that's, is. I just showed my age, didn't I?
Johnny Carson.
She's laughing back there. Yeah, it is Johnny Carson. Yeah,
Johnny Carson was probably retired but before he was born, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm sure he was. You know how that goes. Well, man, you saw how we did it. Normally, we start out with a song. Yeah. We have a great time. This is not your traditional radio interview, as you can tell. We have a lot of fun, and then I think you and I are going to play for a little bit, I think, for the last 30 or 45 minutes once we're done with this, kind of hang out. But, man, what you got up your sleeve?
Oh, man, I'll do you the first single I release. It's called Small Town Love. We'll do that one for you. We grew up in the same small town where if you had big dreams and you're nowhere bound, you were the one dream that stuck around through every single up and down. Our younger years you played hard to get, and giving me time was way too much risk. And you found yourself a brand new man. I watched you fade away like sand in my hand. Dreamed about us living a simple life, working an everyday job from 7 to 5, raising a son and watching him play football on Friday nights. I take it 2-stepping every other Saturday night, Sunday morning holding hands, getting holy vibes after church, had the family down for lunch and our favorite dessert. Honey, you've been so out of touch with your roots being a small town love. Around this town, news gets around real quick. The love you thought you had wasn't quite pure bliss. Piece by piece, he tore you down like an old store in a growing town. And I hear you're coming back to fix your life. He tore apart, you called and said I was the one. Right from the start, girl, you don't know how long I've waited for a chance to have your heart. We can start right now, living a simple life, working an everyday job from 7 to 5, raise a son and watch him play football on Friday nights. I'll take you 2-stepping every other Saturday night, Sunday morning holding hands, getting holy vibes. Go back home and love on you and enjoy some heaven on earth. Honey, I'm glad you got back in touch. I just can't thank God enough. You finally took a chance on a small town love. Small town love.
Y'all make some noise for Jake Williams.
Thank you.
Can we get some, Jody, can we get some monitor, please? He lost his whole monitor mix. Yeah. So, man, tell me about that song. How that song come about?
Man, I think I was sitting on my porch when I wrote that song, and you know, I just growing up in a small town like that. Grew up with a lot of friends.
You mean Karnak's a small town?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't sound
like one.
It sounds like a booming metropolis.
Sounds like a booming metropolis, like these ages.
Yeah, it's real huge. I went to school and grew up in there, Wascom, Texas, right on the state line of Louisiana. So, you just hear all about those people that a bunch of them just want to leave town and go run off and chase their dreams. And that's cool. I mean, I think everybody should do that. But there's so many of them that move back and end up marrying their high school sweetheart or something like that. So.
Dude, we do business with a lady in Sweetwater that wound up going off to school in big school, and then her and her husband, when they finally decided they were going to settle back down, they moved back into Sweetwater. Yeah. I mean, have just been there ever since, like what you're talking about. They missed it, and now they're like part of the like revamping of the whole entire downtown Sweetwater district. Mm-hmm. That's how I know her. It's doing like all these festivals and all this stuff that she does, and so. They're in love with the kind of being back into that kind of element. You know, it is like a little Peyton place in one of those little places. Sure. You know, everybody talks about everybody. You know, the coffee shop, if you want to know what's going on with the lady down the road, you just go to the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's right.
And their next door neighbor will tell you all the stories, what they had to eat for dinner. Yeah. You know, but she loves that stuff.
Yeah,
is that kind of what that's about?
Yeah, the coffee shop, the cafe, or the hair salon. So.
The hair salon. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, there really is a reason why they make movies about hair salons.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because it's kind of where all the stuff generates, right?
What's the big city that everybody runs off to, though? Like, I grew up in Midland, and everybody moved to Lubbock for some reason. It's not very much bigger than Midland, but... Everybody went to Texas Tech. That's where they wanted to go.
That's a safe assumption. I mean, pretty much everybody, you know, they either chase the oil field or military from where I'm from. So, I mean, one or the other, you go off to school because you're not. I mean, you know, it took me a while to realize, like, until you're like 25, you really don't even know your first name. So, you know, so you got to get out there and live some. And sometimes it's good to get out of that little small town. Place and go find out who you are, and then you realize, like, hey, maybe I should go back. You know, this ain't for me.
You know, we should have did this to Kate Holiday, but one of the things we like to do on this radio show, do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Oh, man.
The first song I ever wrote?
The first one you ever wrote. Can you play it?
Yeah.
Let's play it right now. Man, hit, ladies and gentlemen, never heard before, Jake Williams' first song he ever wrote. I like this part.
I actually recorded this in, one of those buildings you get from Lowe's, And one of those buildings, a guy had a studio in it, and I recorded this song and never released it, but.
Well, you know, it's funny. We've asked multiple artists to do this, and some of them, it's kind of funny because they wrote it when they're little, but like some, there've been a couple of them that have been just
recently.
Oh my gosh, they've just been off the chain. Like Skeletons from Chris Lynn Arthur's was really good, and then Race Riggins.
So the story behind the song is actually pretty funny because I got it just from one line my buddy said. He said, there's no more teardrops on the dance floor. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to make that a song. But the cool story was that I won't mention any names because...
No, you can't do that.
But
Taylor Swift's the only one that gets to do that.
Yeah. I was playing in a little bar there not too far from the house, really where I cut my teeth at. And there's this couple that walked in. Well, they ended up fighting. And she left with somebody else. And, like, this dude was tore up. Like, he got in the booze, and, like, he definitely kept the lights on at the bar for the rest of that week because he bought so much beer.
Oh, there you go,
And, anyway, so the next day, my buddy was sitting there, and we was talking about it. He's like, yeah, there's no more teardrops on the dance floor. But anyway, I wrote the song.
Yeah.
And then, like, a month later, I started talking to this girl, and she said, why don't you come over and meet my parents? I'm like, yeah, no problem. Well, I walk in, parents. And it was her parents, swear to God.
Her parents, the lady wound up with another dude that night?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
no.
it was the two people I wrote the song about.
Welcome to Karnak, Texas.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, but okay. Let's hear it. Teardrops on the dance floor. Mr. Jake Williams.
Lovers come in here every other night. Spinning around, holding each other tight. Here the love flows beneath the neon lights. I pull the last shift, I see the things that go on. They're coming together, but one lays alone thanks to the cheating game. Now the love's long gone. It ain't hard to understand what makes them do wrong. Bourbon flows like a river in the spring. The diamonds shatter in their wedding rings, and like it's nothing at all, they throw away everything. Love is the most vicious force. Every night a broken heart leaves through that door. And at the end of the night, when everyone leaves, the only thing left for me to see is these shattered souls and the teardrops on the dance floor. Bourbon flows like a river in the spring. Then the diamonds shatter from their wedding rings, like it's nothing at all, they throw away everything. Love is the most vicious force. Every night a broken heart leaves through that door. At the end of the night, when everyone leaves, the only thing left for me to see are these shattered souls and the teardrops on the dance floor. At the end of the night, when everyone leaves, the only thing left for me to see are these shattered souls and the teardrops on the dance floor.
Dude, wow. First song ever, huh? I like that, dude. That's a good song. Man, somebody came at us with some honky-tonk music,
oh,
in the
it was,
DJ.
Yeah. I think you're on a steady diet of George Strait, man. That's what you're doing, right?
Dude, that's it. So, man, speaking of steady diets, what's your biggest, who's your biggest influence?
Oh, you know, I'd say...
Dusty Motes.
yeah, there you go. Today, anyway, right?
Man, you know... I'm going to
eat a hamburger. That's what Dusty likes.
Somebody aside from musicians, like just like everyday
music,
people...
Music. Who influences music? Your music? Yeah.
The most Elvis Presley.
Well, dude, you and I have had this conversation.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I literally almost made you a TCB necklace. I almost had you one made.
Yeah. TCB. Yeah, I'm a big Elvis fan.
Oh, man.
There you go. Thank you.
Straight from the mouth of Jacob Armitage.
That's Jacob Armitage, by the way.
You
need to meet him.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. The dude, well, so when I was listening to that, I really, truly thought of, you know, you and I, we met through Carrie and Drew at Rosewood, and I always know what I'm going to get when they tell me about somebody.
Yes.
It's like, dude, the formula they like is the formula they like, and so... It's kind of interesting. I knew what that was going to be like when I met you, but it's interesting to hear, especially at such at a young age, the impact of the musicians that you sound like. So, tell me, what did your dad listen to? Because that's where a lot of it is.
So it was funny. So, and I found out in life, like, you know, you always think you know more than what you do when you're younger. And I used to give my dad the hardest time about listening to Elvis.
Elvis was badass.
Yeah, and then as I got older, I realized just how badass he was, and like, just there, nobody ever had what that guy have.
No,
what he had.
He had the moxie, dude.
You know, but my dad, he big Elvis and Hank Williams Jr. fan.
Yeah. Hey, so what's your favorite Hank Williams Jr. song?
Oh man, you know I always you know, he's got so many good sing-alongs that everybody likes to brood on, but I like the stuff that never made it to radio.
Dude, Montana Cafe.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite albums. That and
Montana Cafe.
Teddy Rose.
Devil and Hemingway.
Yeah. And then he had a song called Cutback Montana that was super good.
Dude, I know
good.
That shit, too. Yeah. So I used to listen to that whole Montana Cafe album I used to listen to all the time, dude.
Yeah.
So if you were to play a cover of Elvis, and this is a segue, which one would be your favorite that you play acoustically?
Oh, Suspicious Minds.
Dude, let's do it. Come on, for fun. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jake Williams doing a little Elvis for you.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying, we can go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams. All suspicious minds. So even old friend I know starts by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can see the tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams all suspicious minds. Oh, let our love survive. Dry the tears from your eyes. Let's only a good thing die. Oh, 'cause honey, you know I would never lie to you. Ooh, not that much. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? You don't believe a word I'm saying. Don't you know we're caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Oh, don't you know we're caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Oh, don't you know we're caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby, baby, baby. Oh, don't you know we're caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Yeah. Come on now, make some noise for Jake. Oh, my God. Cool, man. See, I love that. You know, so I don't know if you know this. My mom played in Vegas back in the early, like mid-70s, 75, 76, 77. And I lived there from the time I was about I don't know, I probably moved to Texas when I was 5.
Really?
And so she used to play at Caesars and the Golden Nugget and all that cool. stuff. And ironically enough, she played with all the Maines brothers, like Natalie Maines, you know, with Lloyd and Kenny. For Kenny was the drummer. Lloyd was her steel player in the house band. And so Elvis was really cooking back then.
Oh, yeah.
And he was kind of in that residency at that point. And so that's when the music was really big. So that really, like, I remember for the time I was a little kid. Listen to that kind of stuff. They just, what did you remember? You're a retro guy too, dude.
Yeah, just listen to that. I want to know your opinion on the new movie that came out last year.
I think if Austin Butler doesn't win every award there is to win, that they've got it wrong, because anybody that can put that much dedication into something and nail it like that, I mean.
It was wild. It was a wild movie.
He had big shoes to fill, and I think he surpassed
it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom Hanks did a great job in that
he
show,
did.
Too.
Oh, now,
man, the kid that played Elvis was killer, too.
Killer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and it was so sad to me, you know, like, Elvis was so talented, but he just. He couldn't see what was going on the whole time.
Well, you know,
it broke my heart.
But that's because he's very emotional, right?
Yeah,
he was very emotionally engaged, and he was kind of broken.
Yeah.
Right? And so, but I also think that's what made his music so profound.
I do too, for sure.
So, man, I heard some rumors about you. And
oh, boy.
I was talking to a friend of mine. It's a mutual friend of ours. She makes music videos, and she tells me that she witnesses when you go into the Elvis. The bras and panties fly on the stage when you're doing that.
Oh, no.
It's been known to happen every now and then.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes the biggest bra flies up and you don't know what to expect. It's a really big one.
Yeah.
It's like a kite.
Parachute. Coming in for landing.
I just see Jake. Oh, yeah, here we go. I'm going to crowd dive.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? It's a little awkward.
Yeah, at first, and then you're just like, you know, they're just down there living their best life, so keep doing you and just let the good times roll. That's all you can do.
It would be really awkward if somebody threw a shoe.
Oh, for sure.
You'd be like, what?
Yeah.
That's how much I like you. I threw my Nike.
Yeah. What do I do with this? Yeah.
Or a boot.
Yeah.
You know, anyway. Well, cool, man. Well, what other songs you got up your sleeve that's original? I'd love, you know, you're kind of new to the Fort Worth area, so this is kind of the first exposure to anybody here of you, right?
Man, is this your first time to play in the Stockyards?
Yes, it is. So, like, I remember from the time that I was, like, I think the first time I ever come to the Stockyards, I was probably 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah?
But I remember from the first time I ever put my boots on those bricks out there, and I could feel the history of this place, I said, one day I'm gonna play the Stockyards.
Did you go to Billy Bob's?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I have a distinct memory. My family, that we always came to Dallas. That was our what I thought was Dallas. It turns out it wasn't. It was really Arlington, and we would come to the Stockyards. And I have a very distinct memory of coming to Billy Bob's.
Billy Bob's has seen the best and the worst of me.
Have they?
All of us.
Yeah.
I think that's a fact.
But, you know, you got to love it.
Luckily, me and Dusty, we don't drink, so we haven't had that in a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Last time I was there, I summoned the spirit world. And the spirit of Pocahontas came right down.
Pocahontas?
And swooped me out of there. Well, I'd been watching that kid's movie. You know, the Disney movie with Braxton.
Oh, okay.
And literally, somebody was laughing because I was making fun. I got into the Rumplements. I was like, just doing Indian stuff. Literally, at Billy Bob's.
Oh, so, man.
That's why I said the spirit of Pocahontas.
Yeah, they always break out the monkeys. And I don't know
if
you've had Robert. Monkeys with Robert Gallagher. It's a rite of passage.
He's the monkey master.
You're like, I better do it. And it will be the worst thing that you've ever done.
You know, Jake was talking about playing the Stockyards. Well, we wound up just in the last couple weeks. He's booked multiple gigs down here. He's doing the PBR in May.
Oh, good for you,
yeah,
man.
We got that. I'm excited about that. Everybody's fired up about that.
Well, he's going to do Friday. I'm going to do Saturday.
All right.
So, well, and that came from the Stock Show gig.
You'd love it.
Yeah, the guy that books the Stock Show, Michael,
It's super cool. You know, me and you talk about, like, I've noticed, like, the term full circle has come into effect a lot here lately. But, like, me growing up around bull riding and rodeo and stuff, and then scoring the PBR deal. But it's like this weekend I'm hearing, like, my buddy Wade, he's out there in the crowd, but the Patriots going on, like, down there at the Will Rogers Coliseum and stuff. So, like, a bunch of my buddies from back home are over here, like, roping and stuff. So I got to come in.
Oh, so you got to see everybody.
I got to come into town early and hang out and stuff. So it was really cool. Like,
well, this is kind of a cool place to be. Like during the Stock Show, it was funny last year. I've got a bunch of guys that I'm friends with that do the PRCA circuit, and we've met through music. And a friend of mine, Mitch, out of Idaho, is a saddle bronc rider. Yeah. Man, we make plans every year to see each other. We see each other at Highway 30, and we see each other here every time. And ironically, when we played the stock show this past stock show, man, we're in the Bud Light tent. Man, we didn't know if anybody was going to come because it was a weather day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, dude, all those rodeo cowboys, they didn't give a shit. They showed up and hung out with us. So I got to see a bunch of guys. Yeah, it's kind of cool, you know? And it is full circle because, you know, and you need to be down here in the middle of all this.
Oh, yeah, man.
It kind of fits. This, you know, I was talking to Chuck Floyd.
Yep.
And, man, for a long time, country music wasn't for cowboys.
Yeah.
For the last 10 years, that music is not for cowboys. You know, 90s country was good cowboy music.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The Brooks and Dunn, the good stuff you can dance. And I'm not a cowboy, but I've been around it all my life, so I know exactly what that means. They want a two-step, three-step, shuffle, progressive, waltz.
Yep.
I know every dance because I played all those dance bars. And, man, at the end of the day, the music lately hasn't been for country people.
No, it's been for grinding.
It's been for grinding. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not saying it's bad. You know, like I said, everything has to evolve and progress. But what
different
you're
seeing. Different strokes for different folks.
Well, but what you're seeing, and you're right, what you're seeing, though, with Randall King, Josh Ward, Aaron Watson, yourself, other guys, it's starting to come around to the point.
And
that,
Big Papa Cody Johnson.
Yeah,
right?
Cody Johnson, too. And the, man. They're making music for cowboys. And this dude, Chuck, that's all the guys he's pushing that I've talked to. They're all guys like Jake that sing country music.
Yeah.
And it's stuff that you can dance to. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Sometimes you can go so far, you know, because we released a thing with Coulter Wall and Summer Dean.
Yeah.
Was a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
And he just goes so far that it's no longer cowboy music. It's Western music.
Yeah.
It's
like a heritage music.
Yeah,
he's like the
first one like that since Marty Robbins. It's super cool.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And Marty Robbins gets brought up a lot. His history of that, you know, Pink Carnation, right? Or was it White Carnation?
A white carnation.
Yeah, and the pink.
Great song, you know. That's
a white sport coat and a pink carnation.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes in with the Gunslinger album.
It's
him
killer.
And that black get up on that red background. Oh, such a good cover.
Yeah. The big iron.
With a big iron on his hips, got
big
El Paso.
Iron.
Yeah.
Big iron.
That is a killer album.
Yeah. You know any of that?
Very little of it.
Yeah, so I grew up, my favorite memory of Marty Robbins of all times, I love Marty, my dad listened to him, but I don't remember if it was Hee Haw, but Merle Haggard was a guy that could mimic people singing.
Big time, yeah.
Sounded just like, you can find it on YouTube.
He
does Marty Robbins, and I'm like, he does it, Marty Robbins, better than Marty Robbins does.
Yeah, he does it like him and Buck Owens and Hank Snow. I remember that.
And Buck Owens is like looking at him like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, but that's kind of my memory. And I've never been a huge Marty Robbins guy, but then watching the impact that he had on country music was just kick-ass, right?
For sure.
But cool, man. What else you got up your sleeve? I like your originals, too. Thank you for playing, appeasing me with the Elvis. I was excited to hear that.
Oh, man. Thank you for asking me. That's always fun
stuff
to do. You're talking about cowboy music, stuff they can dance to. I got a... this is the second song I released right here. It's a... I wrote the song in about 20 minutes one day. But I was sitting there and... and you've seen this too, like, there's so many guys out there that they want to, the first thing they want to do when they see a woman, they like, can I buy you a drink? Like, it's never, hey, you want to dance? They always want to buy them a drink first. I'm like, you know, I bet women get tired of hearing that. Can I buy you a drink?
They probably do.
Yeah. I mean, they get their bar tab picked up at the end of the night, and that's all great, but I'm
You know, that's what T-Pain say. Can I buy you a drink? Buy you a drink? That's what they say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go at it differently.
For sure. So I'm like, you know, I mean, like, what separates a man from the boys is like, hey, you want to dance? You know, so. I wrote this song. It's called Dance Your Way to Her Heart.
Walk in, you catch my eye right away. That long curly hair to them tight-fitting jeans. I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me, but I ain't had a damn thing to drink. I'm in here every week, three times, maybe four, but I ain't ever seen you before. My mind tells me to make a move before you up and walk out that door. Can I buy you a drink, honey? What would you like? She said, that's all I hear from every single guy. Why don't you man up, spin me around underneath them neon lights? And we dance together through the whole night. Not a worry in the world, nothing on our minds. Singing along and having the time of our life. Then she kissed my lips, damn near tore me apart. I knew right then I was wrong from the start. And buying her drinks won't always get you the win. Sometimes you gotta dance your way to her heart. Later that night, she led me out to the door. Said, boy, get in, we ain't staying at this bar. Take me home, love on me. Spin me around underneath the stars. And she leans in, kisses me again. Woman, look what you've done to this man. And up to no good smile on her face. I think I know how this might end. And we dance together. We dance in the yard. Dance through the kitchen, now down through the hall. Crashing through the bedroom door and tearing everything off the wall. How in the world did I make it this far? I knew right then I was wrong from the start. Buying her drinks won't always get you the win. Sometimes you gotta dance your way to her heart. So hear me out, boys. You go to the bar, you see that girl that makes your whole world stall. Don't even think about buying that drink. Take her by the hand and dance your way to her heart.
Oh, give it up for Jake Williams.
Thank you.
Dude, I like that.
Yeah, I like it. It's good advice. It's much cheaper on the wallet.
It's like, yeah, it keeps your wallet fat. And you get your steps in.
Get your steps in.
That's my favorite part. You get your steps in, right? Did you get your steps in today? Atta boy. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's some modern-day urban cowboy stuff right there.
It is. You getting your steps in?
Yeah. We're going to go have sushi, and then we're going to go dancing.
I don't like you, sissy. Sissy, where's my sushi?
I love you, sissy.
Man, tell everybody where they can find your music.
Man, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, all the good streaming platforms. You can go to our website, find all of our music on there, all of our tour dates, all the stuff we got going on, some press photos and stuff, a little biography about myself.
And what's that URL?
Yes.
What is it?
It's jakewwilliams.com.
Excellent.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Excellent. And then any of my social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you can go on there. Got a link tree, take you right to the same place, so all the goods.
There you go.
So you got a single that's out right now, and it's called Nothing About That.
Yes, sir, for sure.
It's been out, what, 3-4 weeks?
3 weeks, yes.
Man, it's doing really well on the charts. Man, I think that's where we're at now. We're going to play one more, and then we're going to call it a night on the podcast anyway. But then I think you and I are going to stick around and play a little bit.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Tell us about this song.
Man, this right here was a song that Drew Hall wrote this song, and he's the owner of Rosewood Studio, and him and Carrie are great guys, but he showed me this song, and he said, man, he said, if you like this song, you can cut it. And I listened to it, I'm like, man, I really like it. I said, let's do the thing, and turned out great, which everything I do there does. I mean,
they're amazing. DJ spent a bunch of time there too.
Yeah, they're super cool guys. I'm very blessed to have met them. And
I spent a lot of time in a lot of studios, but yeah, they are one of my favorites.
Oh, for sure. They always make you feel at home and always open to different ideas, and they're just super fun to be around. But we cut it, and so far it's going great.
Yeah, it's doing good. Well, let's get it going.
She knows me like I know the back roads of this town, and like them I wanna run her down. She frees my soul like a Sunday sermon, and when I'm with her, man, I feel born again. She don't know nothing about that. Every time we touch, we just look at each other and laugh. I'd do anything to be her man, but she don't know nothing about that. To her, I'm just a friend that'll always be. I've always been the one to pick her up from off the ground. Me, I'd like to cross that line, jump in the deep and feel that fire. Is it really worth the risk of getting burned? She don't know nothing about that. Every time we touch, we just look at each other and laugh. I'd do anything to be her man, but she don't know nothing about that. She don't know I felt this way since the day we met. And the closer we are, the harder it gets. 'Cause she don't know nothing about that. Every time we touch, we just look at each other and laugh. I'd do anything to be her man, but she don't know nothing about that. I'd do anything to be her man, but she don't know nothing about that.
I'll make some noise for Jake Williams now. Come on with it. Man, thank you so much for being here, Texas Tailgate Radio.
Oh, man, thank you for having me. It was an honor.
Hey, man, so good. If y'all want to check out this podcast, look it up on Texas Tailgate Podcast. Should be out in a few days, right? DJ gets it out.
Oh, definitely.
A couple days after. Once again, thank you for hanging out with us at the Rhinestone with SmithMusic.com. And, of course, Texas Select Beverage, and, of course, Sharps Custom Supply Leather. Man, we'll see you the next time, first Thursday of next month. And also, you can catch us on EMLK Radio every Monday at the Lake House.